Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. A positive work environment starts with security that jobs are safe. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
The National Weather Service says scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, and a few of those may be strong to severe. The main threat will be quarter-size hail and possible winds of 50 to 60 miles per hour. Additional strong to severe storms are possible tomorrow night, with hail as the primary threat, and the rainy pattern continues through Thursday with up to 3 inches of rain possible in some locations by the end of the week. Missouri law can criminalize parents who fail to pay child support. During a House Budget Committee hearing, State Public Defender System Director Mary Fox says her office handles roughly 6,000 of those cases annually. She says in St. Louis County, the prosecutor has chosen to handle those cases in civil court instead of criminal court.
Child support cases was one of the biggest case numbers in St. Louis County, which was considered by the courts when they determined that there was an overload and a need for a wait list. The elimination of those child support cases has decreased the cases coming into the St. Louis County Public Defender's Office.
Fox says handling those cases in civil court instead of criminal court could have a significant financial impact on her office. She says those cases do not come and go quickly. Two Missouri Republicans are sponsoring federal legislation that would make it easier for military members to receive firearm permits.
Congressman Jason Smith and Senator Josh Hawley introduced the U.S. Military Right to Carry Act. It would allow members of the armed forces to renew their concealed carry permit by mail or be treated as a resident of the state in which they are stationed. Smith says a service member from southern Missouri had a problem renewing his permit last year while stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Smith says the constitutional rights of our military members are protected regardless of where they're stationed, allowing them to protect themselves, their families, and their communities. Brent Palm, Missouri Net.
The state budget and a proposed $1 billion-plus supplemental budget will dominate attention in the Missouri House when they return to Jefferson City after spring break. Brian Houseworth has this.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson is recommending a proposed $34 billion state operating budget. The legislature's on spring break this week. House Budget Committee Chair Cody Smith says the plan is for the House to give final approval to the operating budget during the week of March 29th. The Parson administration is also proposing a $1.6 billion supplemental budget. Chairman Smith tells Missouri Net his committee will take that up and will vote it out when they return next week from the spring break. The supplemental includes $1.6 million to cover COVID-related revenue losses impacting the Missouri State Fair Fee Fund. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
And nobody matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Up for grabs Wednesday night, an estimated $184 million. That's a $125.6 million one-time cash payout. This is news on Missouri Net.